If you've been reading this blog for a while, you'll know that I went through a period where I shot tons of photos with my close-up filters. And in recent months, I've kind of strayed away, although that's the wrong term because it's not like you can stray from using close-up filters. I just tried different things, different lenses, different cameras. But on one particular morning in spring of 2018, I had not to work, and I thought, you know, I'm going to take those filters. I'm going to get that 50 out and get some photos with those close-up filters just for fun because I like using that. It's a fun combination, that 50 millimeter lens plus the addition of a plus 4 filter. And this was not only is this right outside my office. It is, I was walking past this tree with my friend Stacy, and he and I were talking about all these little flowers that were on this tree. And it's literally like 20 feet from the front door of our office. And so that's why I brought those filters. So the next day, I thought, I'm going to get a picture of those flowers in that tree with my close-up filters. So I brought them, and I was walking up to my building, or maybe I was biking up, and I stopped just to see what I could do with those close-up filters and these tiny little flowers. Now, these might look big. They're super tiny. This one here is probably the size of a pencil eraser, but with that plus 4 filter, you can get really nice and close, and not so close that it fills the frame. So with a plus 10 filter, it would almost, you wouldn't see anything else but this big flower. But the plus 4 gets you close enough to see some detail, but far enough to see some context, which I really like. And so the trick here was getting the light right. I'm actually shooting into the sunlight here. The sun is, this is looking east, and the sun is just coming over the horizon. So I had to get the lighting right, but I also wanted to get some contrast between the subject, which is this flower in front, and whatever was behind it. And putting the pink flower behind or in front of a white background seemed like a good way to do it. And it actually worked out okay. I'm pretty happy with what this ended up with. And the thing about shooting with a close-up filter is you don't get the nice rendition of a true macro lens. If you look in the back, the blurriness, it's kind of muddy. It's misshapen. It's not pretty in the same way that it would be if this was taken with an actual macro lens that does a much better job of controlling the out-of-focus areas and giving you a background blur that's a lot more pleasing. But nevertheless, I continue to maintain that a set of close-up filters for whatever lens you have can be one of the most fun and interesting ways to enhance your photography and try new things.